an unbred female. Have you ever heard of any particular terms? Unbred female hog?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a gilt?
Nope.
Okay. What about a male hog?
Don't know.
You ever heard of a boar?
Yeah.
Say that for me?
Boar.
Okay. Or say, if a farmer didn't want his male hog to grow up to be a boar, he'd say he did what to it? Same thing you do with a tomcat.
Neutered. Spayed.
Okay. Were any of the term?
I don't know.
What about castrated?
I've never heard anybody call it that.
For hogs?
Right. I never talked about hogs to anybody.
Yes. Except me. Okay. Well, what about, have you ever heard a term for a male hog that's been altered?
No.
What, have you ever heard of a barrow?
No.
Could you say that for me?
Barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W.
Right. Okay.
Never heard of it.
What about those stiff hairs that grow on a hog's back? What would you call them?
I don't know.
Or maybe a brush has stiff
bristles.
Okay. And some of these male hogs have these kind of long teeth, you know? Any idea what those would be called? Same thing that an elephant has.
Tusk.
Okay. And the place where you would pour out feed for a hog, that would be a
trough.
Mm-hmm. More than one, you got two.
Troughs.
Okay. Have you ever heard any particular names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Oh, that's what I think of when I think of a boar.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Or just plain old wild hog?
Yeah.
Over in Arkansas, have you ever heard any particular terms that you associate with Arkansas? The wild hog? I think their football team is called.
Oh. What is it?
Yeah.
Razorbacks.
Yeah. Is that a common term around here? Or do you
I don't think so. I just associate it with Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the noise, say, that's made by a little calf? You might say, listen to that calf do what?
I don't know.
All right, what about blade or ball or something like that? Cry? Any of those?
Well, I guess it could cry.
Okay.
Whine.
All right. Well, what about a horse? You say, listen to that horse.
Nay.
Okay. A cow? Maybe if it's hungry or it wants to be milked, you'd say, listen to that cow.
Mm.
Yeah. Or talking about, say, if you've got some horses, some mules, some cows, what about a general term for all of them together? You say that farm's got a lot of
cattle.
All right. What about feathered animals, like turkeys and chickens and guineas and all that sort of thing, a general term?
Poultry.
All right. Okay. What about a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch something out, you call that a...
A hen? I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a setting hen?
Yeah.
Say that.
Setting hen.
Okay. Well, you've probably seen these great big old trucks that are just stacked full of these little wooden things with bars, you know, they've got chickens in them.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea what you call those things?
Crates.
Okay. Well, what about a place around the farm where chickens would stay or something they'd be kept in?
Chicken pen.
Okay. Would you ever use the word C-O-O-P?
Coop. Mm-hmm. Chicken coop, yeah.
What would that be? Would that be
where
like
the chickens are kept? Yeah.
Would it be like a crate or an open place?
An open place.
Okay. Okay, we'll do this page and then call it a night.
Okay.
What about talking about chickens? When you fry a chicken, there's usually a piece that the kids like to get so that one.
The drumstick.
Okay. Or
wishbone.
All right. What's the story behind that? What's supposed to happen if you get which piece?